Welcome to Murundoy.
Murundoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
The light on your face, no mask will hide.
Feel the joy burn deep inside.
Let's have a great Christmas this year.
You, me, and Republic Bank, my dear.
Whatever you need, light up your Christmas with Republic Bank and get a chance to win 825,000 in cash prizes. Plus, get a chance to give a family a Christmas hamper in your name. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com for more details. Let's light up Christmas.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Shelley advised Benicia to report Alonzo to the police and get assistance from the National Coordinating Coalition. Alonzo called Benicia and emotionally apologized for his behavior. Right now, James and Cecil are meeting with Alonzo.
Alonzo, it's nice seeing you.
Yeah, James.
And this fresh air outside Boston restaurant is absolutely delightful.
It is. So, how are you doing, Alonzo?
Not the best.
Well, we haven't seen you at the men's group.
Yeah, but you know.
It would be good for you to come. Today we are sharing out some literature, how couples can communicate in a healthy way. Look, take one of the pamphlets.
Thanks, Mr. Carter.
So what's going on, Alonzo?
I don't know if you are here, but Benicia lost the baby.
Mace just mentioned it.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
Yeah, and there's now it really sinking in, you know? I lose my son. The day I didn't go to the hospital, I behaved like a real monster.
So you're now coming to this realization?
It's a couple days now. I really examine myself, you know? It's not like I want to be this kind of person, you know? But I don't know what really happened to me.
Have you called Benicia?
Yeah, I call and I try to apologize to she, but I know I need to do more, you know?
How did she respond?
Well, Shelley was there and she didn't really help in.
Well, you can't be surprised.
I know it's my fault, but man, listening to Benicia cry, it really... I gotta do better, man.
Well, it's good that you recognize the error in your ways. It's a start.
And that's one of the reasons we created the men's group. So men can have a space where they can be open and comfortable in sharing their feelings.
Indeed.
But you have to be honest and determined to make a change, Alonzo. Nobody can do that for you. You have to change because you need to change. Not for Benicia, but for yourself.
And that's why I wanted to talk to you.
Good.
But, I mean... How I gonna make up for a whole child? Benicia was so happy and excited. And I just keep pushing she away because I know within myself. I feel like I wasn't ready for a child. And like, this whole thing with Shelly just confused me.
What about Shelly?
They had an affair.
Oh.
I really fall in love with Shelly, you know? And like, I tackled all my frustration on Benicia.
These are the choices you made. You had an affair with your uncle's wife. fell in love with her, and then you got into a relationship with Benicia, whom I assume you didn't really care about.
It's not like I didn't really care about she. I like Benicia, but Shelly... So.
Regardless of how confused you are about your feelings for Shelly, the point is you were using that as an excuse for the abuse you meted out to Benicia.
I could see that.
It's never okay to abuse a woman.
Never. You don't want her? You leave her alone.
I was trying to just, you know, like, left she, but she was pregnant.
You see, that's what happens in many cases. Children will not fix a broken relationship. Children will not stop abuse.
I feel ashamed. I know I need help. I know I don't ever want to treat another woman the way I treat Benicia. That's not me. I love my mother.
Good.
Alonzo, you have a lot of work to do. But I'm proud of you for at least recognizing where you've gone wrong. Once you're willing to put in the work, we will help.
I really don't want to be that kind of person anymore. Imagine, Shelly called me from the hospital the day, and I just, like, I didn't even care. I miss my mother, you know? But I know if my old lady is still alive, she want to be proud of what I do to Benicia. She want to be proud that I played a part in she grandson dying. I mess up big time, man.
All right, we will work with you. You don't have to face this alone.
You are young, and you can change your behavior. Let this be a new beginning for you.
John, my friend, it's long we ain't catch
up. I know, Goldman. Since me and Coretta come back from Kwakwani, all the focus is on trying to start this business.
So how the plans coming along with that?
Well, there's one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you. You've been in the mining business for years.
That's right.
And now me and Coretta basically trying for shape with business so we could fit into this island gas business.
Well, that is the hot topic right now. And if you have the opportunity, grab it right away.
That is exactly what Coretta is saying.
So, what is your type of business, John? Providing services to ExxonMobil or general service for the entire island gas industry?
The idea is that we open this craft shop, right?
Okay.
So, you know, I am all good with the craft.
One of the very best.
So, the idea is that we target, you know, like expats coming to work for ExxonMobil. And so, they can come to our craft shop and know that they're getting a piece of authentic Guyanese craft.
So, there's your main market for sales?
Well, of course, we're gonna be selling to anybody who wants to buy. But Coretta is insisting that we target those particular people.
So, you sign up with the Center for Local Business Development yet?
We register the business yet. All them things we're working out right now.
I think it's an okay idea. But when you look at the businesses that have been featured on ExxonMobil Facebook page, them ripple effect videos and offshore diaries and so. These people providing them with services, buddy. Whether it's transportation or clothing or engineering, you got to see what is in demand.
Right.
I ain't saying your craft idea is a bad one. But what you could do is do a little more research as to what are the services they may need. Or like what services are already being provided, but they may need more of it.
I get what you're saying.
I mean, once you become known as the craftsman people could go to, yes, your craft might sell. But remember, they got plenty other people making craft. So what makes yours different, John?
I know though. But how we looking at this thing is a growing industry, right?
Right.
So we know people are going to be coming in and out for the next war, 30 years or so.
But you need proper links to them people.
And that's where all the training and such through the Center for Local Business Development going to come in.
Well, you got to make a move on it.
Goldman, I never take on anything so big yet in my life.
Wait. So you're telling me you're frightened?
Not really frightened, but I keep asking myself, what if I fail and disappoint Coretta?
But John, you can't go in with that kind of attitude. Oil is here and we know it's going to be pumping for years. We know that ExxonMobil is here. Every Guyanese willing to work directly with them, but they're going to benefit from the ripple effect.
Right.
So, you and Coretta start the business and you might not work directly with ExxonMobil, but you might be able to supply to somebody who is more established than you and reach a certain clientele.
That's the ripple.
Exactly. We cannot just sit down and wait for oil money to fall in our pocket. There are almost 3,000 Guyanese who directly employed with ExxonMobil.
Okay.
But you know, there are people who decided to start a business just because of this oil industry. They looked at what services were needed and they did what they needed to do.
And some people adjust themselves to fall in with the industry.
And that's one of the purposes of the Center for Local Development. Dinah and Unique did some training, but they're kind of dragging their foot and venturing out a little with this food business, you know. I guess business in Murundi is good enough for them.
But there's so much more you could do.
Yes, and once you got the opportunity, you take it, buddy. Watch, if ExxonMobil got almost 3,000 Guyanese employed with them now, where you think it's going to be in the next 5 or 10 years? The more Guyanese get qualified, the more Guyanese going to be working directly in the oil and gas industry.
Zeno, it was so wonderful of you to invite me to dinner with you.
Well, after all what you did for me, Miss Martle, by allowing me to stay at your house in Essequibo, I really wanted to do something nice for you.
I'm really, really sorry that Morris found you.
He knows people all over this country.
But how things since he brought you back, though?
Well, I must say he has been trying.
Okay.
Every day he's bringing me gifts, showing up at my office, massages, rubbing my feet, just being a perfect gentleman.
And you believe this is a permanent change?
Miss Martle, we have been here before. And the truth is, we always end up back in the same place.
So what are you going to do?
No matter what I say, Maurice ain't leaving. He said that I could ask anything of him except that.
Then he still doesn't respect you.
No. Everything he is doing is part of his manipulation plan.
So what are you going to do?
The only way I can get away from Maurice is to leave Guyana and not tell anyone where I'm going.
And you're considering doing that?
I have a business. I have my children. It's just Yannick here. And the other two are in the U.S. But it will break the children's heart if I disappear and they don't know where.
Right.
And I worked so hard to build my accounting business, Miss Martle. I can't just walk away from that.
I understand.
For now, all I can do is hope that by some miracle, Maurice continues to be this good mood he's been in. But like I said, we have had many times like this where he worshipped the ground I walked on. And in a twinkle of an eye, my face was bloody.
Goodness! How often would he physically assaulted you?
Miss Martle, I lost count.
You ever ended up in the hospital because of him hitting you?
He would never let me go to the hospital.
So?
I've done it all when you see comes to hiding bruises. Cover up with makeup, wear dark shades, say I fell and had some kind of accident. I skipped out an outing with my girlfriends, missed family function, all because of Maurice.
Not good at all.
Whenever I was going somewhere he did not want me to go, he would beat and make sure he scarred me so I couldn't go. Then he would call them and say I wasn't feeling well.
See, now this man sounds like a psychopath.
But he's not always like that. There have been some times when he would beat me so badly and end up caring for me and apologizing. There have been times when Maurice cried and told me he would never hit me again.
Have the children ever witnessed the abuse?
Verbal abuse. Whenever Maurice wanted to beat me and the children were around, he would take me to the bedroom and I dare not make a sound.
Oh my goodness. I understand why you divorced him.
So why did I take back Maurice, Miss Martle? After all, I allowed his charm and the love I have for him to win me back.
And here you go again, fighting to get out.
But will I ever? Sometimes I think this time around, the only way I will get out is in a body bag. And that makes me so sad.
No, Zina. That is not going to happen. Maurice needs help and you will get out of this alive and well. Hopefully sooner than later.
I hope so. I really hope so, Miss Martle.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murondoy.